Welcome to the Gravity Well podcast with Alex and Jenny. Here, you break down heavy ideas with us to understand their complexities and connections. Our mission is to work through your dilemmas with you, in conversation and process, making our world a better place for all.
We acknowledge that we live on the traditional territories of Treaties 4, 6, 7, 8, and 10, the ancestral homelands of diverse First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples, whose ancestors have walked this land since time immemorial, and whose histories, languages, and cultures continue to influence our vibrant communities. We pay respect to Indigenous people through our ethical relationship-building efforts. Our community agreement asks for genuine conversations, real hearts, open minds, and different perspectives. In conflict, let's rely on our 6W system and live participant feedback. What matters most is finding common ground.
We dedicate this podcast to our children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, and all future generations. The Gravity Well is on YouTube and streaming wherever you get your podcasts. Join us at thegravitywell.net.
Welcome. This is our season finale. We made it. I can't believe it's been 35 plus episodes later, and here we are. Thank you very much for everyone joining us. So you should see some familiar faces. Muriel was with us in episode 12. Gabrielle's been with us in the last few episodes in 29 and 33. Lise was also in episode 12, and Bo was in episode 20. And Janet was in 6 and 19, I think. Yeah, thanks. I'm not used to having somebody in the center like that. Janet, please wave at me if I accidentally miss you in some capacity. But thank you, everybody, for being here. And Tom, sorry, I need to lead with the end, which is Tom is an extension of the Polluter Pay Federation. I'll let him introduce himself properly. But Tom and I have been working through that group. So Reagan and Mark, you would remember, and Dwight and Fern, for that matter, were on the show. So thank you again for being here. So today we're trying to just celebrate. It's been a big year of learning for Alex and I, for sure. And we're really grateful to all of you for giving your time to us and helping us build this project, especially when it was not well understood when we started, right? So really appreciate your flexibility and also the importance of the things that we're covering. You know, I'm looking at you, Muriel.
We have important issues like water. We're going to try and set that aside today.
Try and think about some things that inspire us. So I really think that music can bring us together in ways that we can't imagine. And music shows us that we're able of creating something new always. So it's a really good marker for that for us. But most importantly, music can inspire meaningful change. So my song, and I grew up listening to a variety of things, but the Guess Who was one of my favorite bands when I was in high school. So some of the more obvious ones is, you know, American Woman, which, by the way, I don't know if you know, but it was created on the stage at Woodstock. So apparently the band was arguing about the song. Burton Cummings was playing it and people didn't really get it. They were like, you know, it's too show for us, too fancy, or like too commercial, let's say. But they were asked to come back on stage at Woodstock because, you know, there was lots of time to be fed in that show. And so they had to play something new. And so he started playing it on stage and it was a massive hit from that. So they kept it and they recorded it. So it just goes to show how we can create things, especially under circumstances that we don't necessarily choose. Okay, so my song is not that one. I chose Do You Miss Me, Darling? And so the line that I like from it, and I'll stop after this, is what good is it if I can't even sing it to you? Because talking won't do it and walking won't rush it along. So why that's important for me is we have a lot of learning to do and a lot of things to come together on that isn't easy. And if we try and walk it along, we're not going to get anywhere. We need to actually rush. So I think music is the best way for us to do that. So going to try to sing it this year. That's my plan. Okay, so I'm going to stop there. Actually, Tom, I'm going to swing you to the end just because I'd like your song to be something we wrap up with, if you don't mind. Bo, that puts you next, which is a bit of a surprise. Do you mind going first or do you want me to mix it up a bit? Sorry to shock you like that.
Oh, no. I mean, I as soon as you had mentioned that we were choosing a song, one came to mind right away. And I think my favorite song to, like, you know, make me feel hopeful about the future, or even just like my day to day, just to put me in a good mindset, is This Is the Day by The. It's, you know, it's an oldie but a goodie, but I think, you know, if I were to pull from some of the lyrics, it's, you know, you could have done anything if you wanted, and all your friends and family think that you're lucky, but the side of you that they'll never see is when you're left alone with your memories that hold your life together like glue. And the majority of the song is that this is the day that your life will surely change. And, you know, it's true for everyone that your life changes every day. And, you know, if you're not striving for change in your life, then, you know, what are you really doing?
That's fantastic, Bo. Thank you so much. If I didn't say already, I'm just going to reiterate it. We're going to create a YouTube playlist out of this so that we can share that with the network afterwards and they can enjoy these songs you brought forward. So thank you for adding that song in, Bo. Do you mind just reminding folks who you are and what you're up to? I know you have some big plans next year. I don't know if you want to talk about that yet, but there's whatever you were willing to share. I'd love to remind folks how we know each other and the work you're doing.
Sure. I mean, we met through my advocacy for Palestinian liberation and a just peace in Palestine, Israel. I'm currently the co-chair of Independent Jewish Voices Calgary, but I am taking a little bit of a step back to run for federal office for the New Democrats in the next election. And right now I've got, you know, my campaign launch event will be in January, so you can stay tuned for that. But I'm happy to meet with folks if they do want to connect. You can find me through my website, boshaw.ndp.ca, and you can contact me, you can volunteer, or if you want to contribute in another way to the campaign, all of it's there.
Thank you, Bo. As somebody who ran, I can say I'm really grateful for you to do that. I know how much work it is and how much effort it takes. So thank you so much for doing that. And Bo actually helped inspire some questions and action out of us next year. We're going to try to make sure that we talk about the issues, the big issues, and Bo is going to help shape that for us because it was his idea to begin with. So thank you so much. Muriel, do you mind going next, please?
I don't have very much to say. Just we're still fighting the gravel pit that we figure is going to ruin both our water and the water and the whole atmosphere for the Big Hill Springs Provincial Park. And we're not getting anywhere on that I can see, but they've done everything to disallow most people's appeals. There will be a new, going to have another opportunity for those that have been allowed. The Big Hill, Lise can tell you more about that probably, about the Big Hill Springs Preservation Society is being allowed to continue fighting, but whether anything will develop or not, I don't know. And as far as songs, you talk old songs. I've got a real old song. It just popped into my head just because of the continual fight. And I think it's called High Hopes, and I don't have a clue. I've got high hopes, and it goes on and on about all the things that people try to do. Well, people, animals, anything. And never give up. They just keep at it. So that wasn't a favorite song of mine or anything. It's just something that it popped into my head as a result of what we're doing here. So anyway, as I say, I have no idea who did it. And it's probably from, I don't know if it was even before my time or when I was young or when, but that's all I have to say.
That's fantastic. And I'll do my best to locate this song for you. Absolutely. Really appreciate that, Muriel. And also the work you're doing. Yes, we need to connect, obviously, and understand what you're up against and potentially some angles that we can work together with other groups. It came into my view, the Piikani Nation has also been struggling with gravel and water as well. So there are other allies in this that we can help come together and address this issue more broadly. So thank you again, Muriel, for sharing.
Muriel, if I may, I'd love to connect in the new year. I live in Rocky View County, at the edge of the city, and I'm like a hop, skip, and a jump from Big Hill Springs and Big Hill Creek. Oh, yes. I've been going there since I was 3 years old. It's always been connected to me. So if there's any way that we can coordinate between yourself, and Jenny, and I, and anyone else who's willing, and Jerry Beats, and folks of the light to make sure that that land is preserved. I'm all ears. So, yeah, the offer's open.
Thank you.
Yeah, and please know in that, oh, go ahead, Bo.
Yeah, Mirla, I just wanted to let you know that I know the song that you're talking about. It's a Frank Sinatra song.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Something about the ram, ram and the dam. I don't know. That's all I can remember of it.
It's funny how songs come into your head when things are going a certain way. It's like it plays in your mind. Like, yeah, it's just obviously that, you know. Yeah. Okay. And actually, Alex, if you can go next, but I just want to let you know, Muriel, that Alex is a fantastic photographer and videographer. So if there's anything that he can help bring to light in that way, that's what he means connecting with you as well. Please know that. Okay, Alex, you go next, please.
Well, that offer is actually open to anyone who wants beautiful photographs taken of whatever region they're standing for. So that always remains open. My song is actually Adiago of Strings. On my third near-death experience, that was the first song that popped into my head. It's 9 minutes, so I don't expect you to be patient enough to listen to the whole thing. But there's a Venice Orchestra. It's probably the most beautiful performance of this song I've ever seen in my entire life. And my wife and I already have plans to go there to see it again, like live, because even just on film, it's amazing. You know, when you go through some stuff that really hits you, and you are given an option to either choose to live or choose to die, and then a song comes in, not of your own choice, it just stays with you. But the beauty of the Venice performance is actually that, like, it's not only the most beautiful buildings, the most beautiful structures, with hundreds of thousands of people actually there just to witness this under candlelight. But it brings you to a moment in the video frame and in the cinematography where it focuses in on one rose in a row of rose bushes, right? And it helps you to come to the understanding that you are that rose amidst a row of others, right? You're all part of the same bush, but when you can grow as an individual, when you can overcome and when you can choose life and you can choose to accept life on its terms, it showcases that. And I think that's actually what that song actually brings to me. There's no lyrics. It's very dark, it's very heavy, but at the same time, it's also equally as uplifting, and it has so many layers to it. So, yeah, the Venice performance of Adiago for Strings is my selection, based on my own life experience. And it actually, ever since that life experience, it's fueled my cause to actually do what I can with the skills that I have to make a difference, a positive difference, to open the mind, so to speak. And that's it.
Thank you, Alex. That was awesome. Janet, I see you next on my screen. It's so nice to see you. It's been too long. We have to see each other in person soon. But yes, please go ahead and remind everybody who you are first. Thank you.
Well, I'm really pleased to be in this space with you all. I have watched you on the Gravity Well on YouTube, and it's an honor and a pleasure to share this space. And congratulations, Alex, Jenny, on a very impactful 2024. And I really look forward to supporting you and watching the growth and continued evolution of this initiative. So thank you. I like to say, and I think Alex and I have talked about this, I'm a Jill of all trades and master of none. I'm plain Jane with a T. I'm a mom. I am a disturber of the peace, an outspoken advocate for positive environmental social change. Jenny and I connected through Alberta Talks, really excited about learning the art of deep canvassing, a proven method to change hearts and minds. And I still am involved with Alberta Talks, but I've had to step away. I'm a marketer to pay the bills, do Salesforce product, digital marketing. And I have a degree in environmental science from the University of Lethbridge and started out at Olds College studying soil and water reclamation conservation. Settlers, long line of farmers, have worked in almost all of the resource extraction industries in Alberta and working hard to atone, maybe is a good way to describe, with the activities and promotion of, in a role as a crop protection specialist / pesticide advisor, agronomist on the prairies. That's me, and constantly changing. I'm a try hard geek, love to learn. So taking it all in. My song is an oldie but a goodie, but not that old, but it's from our Canadian singer, songwriter, activist, performer extraordinaire, Sarah Harmer. And the song is called Lodestar. And when she performs it live, there's a CBC recording with strings and her guitar and voice. It's emotional, it's a love song, and it brings in the things that I love. And I'm going to try not to cry. But these things happen. but some of the lyrics, like, and funny, I was listening it to it the other day, thinking, would this be my pick? And I knew it would be. But I never really considered the line. She talks about, well, one of the stanzas is out on the night, out on the water, we pull the boat back to shore, breathe in the air and the stillness of the bay, intensity of stars reflected in the water, silently ignite, the ore drips in or dips in to oil like water, and we are away. And I just love that with the strings, and then it just, like, the tempo of the song builds into crescendo, and then she brings it back in into this really intimate, you're alone in the world on a beach with someone you love. And it's a great song. But when I was thinking of the imagery of that stanza and the ore dipping into oil like water, I hadn't heard it in that context, and I could see the slick of petrochemical on the surface. And I was like, oh, that changes it. And so I hope I don't listen to it in perpetuity for, like, thinking about oil spills now. But yeah, that's in there too. So yeah, thank you, Jenny.
Isn't it funny how there's things that you rewatch now? In fact, Gabrielle, before I lead into you, we've been watching movies trying to turn off the world for a bit lately. And I was watching how little the natural world is a part of the discussion in any of these movies. It's just, from our last conversation, when you were talking about how it's not a part of the equation, it's really come into my view. So Janet, you know, you're hearing these lyrics differently. That's what's happening to me with a lot of shows, I find as well, is that I watch them with a new lens and think, oh, I never thought about that when I saw it the first time. And yeah, some of them stick and some of them, it's like a line in the sand. But that song sounds beautiful, so I'm sure it'll stay with us. Thank you so much for bringing that in. Okay, Gabrielle, if you wouldn't mind going next, please.
Thank you, everyone, for sharing your songs and what what you do. I think... for me, what I do and how I would describe some of my work is really around, I don't see myself as this, even though it's my job, right, as this a university professor and with these titles and all of that. It's more about creating some kind of bridge of understanding first for myself. And I did say it in our last episode Jenny, where I talked about sense making and making sense of what feels like a very senseless existence, and an existence that is towards what? Like, there's very little meaning in the 9-to-5 grind. There's very little meaning in the constant push for publications. Knowledge is currency, and that's my world, essentially my job. And so losing a mentor of mine in 2023, Dr. Betty Bastine, who pushed for this transformation and it really had me look at what are the reference points that I'm making meaning from in my life. Right now, as a human family, we are at the verge of our own destruction, and it's happening. Like, I wonder now what kind of future we're leaving for these young people, and I think about it, and yet it's just more and more and more. It's just more taking, more taking, more taking, and so one of the songs that I picked is "Famous Blue Raincoat" by Leonard Cohen, and I mean, it may seem like, and I was thinking about it because I wanted to, what is one of my favorite songs? And that's it. And I only heard it probably about 10 years ago. And I remember I was writing my dissertation for my PhD, and I was in the throes of just trying to write. And then I'd go away from the computer for a while. And then I was playing a Leonard Cohen playlist on the streaming, and that came on, and it was so haunting, and I had to listen to it over and over again. And then I listened to the lyrics, and now I must listen to it every week. Every week I listen to it, and some of the things, like, I'll just read the first part of the lyrics here. Is it's 4 a.m, the end of December, and I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. And it, you know, there's something about 4 o'clock in the morning. Maybe that's when I'd get up at 4 and I'd start writing. And so it struck me, and it goes on. And one of the things that sticks out for me for the song, and I'm sorry, Liz, if you can't, my words are choppy. I hope everybody else, if you could hear me, but it's about what's taken. It's what's taken from us, but what are we taking? And it's what are we trying to keep? And so Jane is the focus of this song. And when I think about what everybody's talking about here, about our water, about, it's not even our water, it's like we belong to the water and we belong to the land. And I think, you know, when we reframe things, and who is Jane? You know, she's the focus of this song, but who is she? She's being, you know, she's almost like this prize, you know, to be won and to be kept, but yet finally she's free, you know. And at the end of the, you know, at the end, you know, he talks about how she's free, you know, and free for what? And is that for me, it's like a metaphor. Jane represents that which sustains us, which is our earth, the earth that we belong to. That's what she symbolizes. That's what she's a metaphor for that. And patriarchy is so, I feel like it is so, it's such a theme in this song. And it's like, there's these two men, and you know, there's imagery from the Bible, you know, Cain and Abel, you know, and it's just, it's so powerful. It's so haunting. And I think there's many ways we can look at it. And, you know, speaking of what Janice talked about in terms of how things change for us as we go through our life experiences and songs change, and, you know, just different experiences, even our own experiences from the past. And it's part of that sense making. And so, you know, what I do is really about making sense and trying to have some clarity on what is happening. What are we doing as a human family? You know, how we've grown apart is, I just, it's beyond me how we can walk by people who are homeless downtown and just blame them for why they're homeless. You know, it's like, where have we gotten in our society, in our family, that we can turn our backs on each other in that way? But I think it starts with the land and the water, because we've turned our backs on the land and the water, and and that's where it all starts. So I really think we need to get back to that. So I'll just stop there. But yeah, thank you.
That was brilliant, Gabrielle. I'm going to listen to this song on repeat tomorrow, I think. Thank you so much. Colin, you joined us. This is wonderful to see you. I don't know if you caught what we're talking about. I can give you a little direction if it's helpful. Just again, who you are, what you're working on that, you know, brings you to this community. And then lastly, a song that you want to share that inspires you. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for letting me join a bit behind schedule. Congratulations on 1 year of the Gravity Well. Thank you, Gabrielle, for your words. What resonated near the end was just it all starts with the land and water. And that's really what I've been working on, trying to figure out what that means and how do I play a role in having a positive and reciprocal relationship with the land and water. Yeah. And that's a journey. And that brings me to my song, which the song that I chose, I've got many, many favorite songs, but a Neil Young song called Spirit Road off of the Chrome Dreams 2 album. And yeah, it's a rocking number. It's long and like jammy in proper Neil Young style. But the lyrics go, there's a long highway in your mind, a spirit road that you must find to get you home to peace again, where you belong, my love lost friend. And it goes on like that. But those words, many years ago struck me as like, it's part of the journey that we're all on as individuals. And it makes me think of that we all have a deeper story within us and the modern world of all the things that, you know, society says we should care about are mainly distractions from that deeper story within all of us. And that spirit road that you must find or we must find is that voice that's, you hear when you're walking in nature or alone. Just we all have the earth maybe speaking through us. And I think most modern humans don't know that that's possible and don't aren't able to hear that voice because it's so suppressed by the world and the world that we live in. But it is speaking if you're willing to listen. And it's a long, let me see if there's some other lyrics here. I don't know. A speck of dust in a giant's world. There's a spirit road that you must find, a long highway in your mind. Don't feed the snake. It'll turn on you. You starve it out. That's what you do. And it makes you lie. It makes you cheat. It steals your shoes and it cuts your feet. That I think is referring to, or at least how I interpret it is, modernity and society and ego telling you one story, but your soul or your spirit has a deeper story that I want you to come back to it. And then in that, you have gifts to offer to your friends and your neighbors and to your land, to the land and to the water. And that deeper story is what I hope more of us can find in that long highway in our minds. So thank you.
Fantastic. Gabrielle, I think that was a really similar reflection of what I heard from you as well, this inner spirit that we can work to bring together. And I hope the music can help us do that. So thank you. KJ, I hope you're, let me just give you a bit of info before you go. But again, it's just a reintroduction of yourself, what brought you to this space, and then a song that inspires you in your work and your life. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you. Oh, there we go. Not muted. Yes, thank you. Sorry, apologies about showing up a little behind here. Had my time zones mixed up, of course, because I'm on, on the east side of the country. So I was like, wait a minute, is it? Yeah, yeah. So to back that up, I guess to reiterate, I guess the best summarize what I do or who I am is that I focused on my work on trying to honor and amplify Indigenous identities and stories. As a professional, my background spanning within leadership, specifically in creative work, advertising industries, cultural advocacy. My journey has been about building bridges between these communities. And now going further, you know, as I get older, now I'm you know, wearing multiple hats into education, community advocation, cultural consultants, that kind of thing. Let me see. So song, I wasn't quite prepared for that. The song question.
We can come back to you on that one if you want a little time.
Yeah. I'll have to give that one some thought because there's a lot there. There's a lot there.
Yeah. Okay. So if that's the case, what I'm going to do, Tom, is I'm going to name or go through the songs that people have offered that weren't able to join us today. And then we'll tee up your song. So while I'm going to let you introduce yourself as well. I'll quickly, you know what? You go first. Let's do your song and then we'll do the rest. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So my turn to introduce myself.
Yeah, please. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, please introduce yourself and then I'll tee up your song for you.
Thanks so much. I'm Tom. Hello, everyone. Feel very special to be here at this important milestone and congrats, Gravity Well. I, much like a bunch of folks on here, a bit of a Jack or Jill of many trades. Actually, Janet, that quote is incomplete. The other half of it is, you know, what is it? The master of none.
Better.
Certainly better than a master of one is the other half of it. I do a lot of media work. I kind of straddle between like producing videos. Sometimes I do animation. Sometimes I do marketing strategy. My path towards being here today is that when I was still living in Vancouver, I saw this news story about how there's a lot of companies in Alberta who are just like ditching their wells and their cleanup responsibilities, and that was like adding up to something like $400 billion worth of liabilities that were all going to fall onto the taxpayers. And but you know, these clever young men came up with this great plan of, well, you know what, if we seize those assets, we can put all the oil workers back, like all of the oil workers at the peak of the boom could be employed for minimum 25 years, right? So it's just, it would be like a boom to the province for employment. And we would, you know, get out in front of this massive tidal wave of liabilities falling onto taxpayers. So when I moved to Calgary, I was, obviously I was started asking around, like, you know, this is a hot topic, right? And nobody knew what I was talking about. And so I had to do a little bit of digging, and I finally, you know, got through to Reagan Boychuk, who I'm sure some of you have met. And I had it just kind of blew my mind that this wasn't one of the most important topics that everybody was talking about, right? Because like, this is, This is like one of the biggest catastrophes in slow motion. And anyway, so I felt I wanted to use whatever skills I had to get involved and help out. And it's been a challenging ride. I mean, there's a lot of barriers to even talking about this stuff. Like there's like a de facto sweeping this under the rug and pretending it's not a problem kind of thing happening. So we're
liability fight club is what I call it.
Yeah. So
the first rule of fight club is we don't talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what else am I doing? Recently I started working with this company, that's doing synthetic aviation fuel. So they're essentially a biotech company who are wanting to like essentially take big bites out of climate change. And a low hanging fruit is creating synthetic aviation fuel using microorganisms. And there's not really anybody, I think there's like 2% of all global emissions are from aviation, right? So that would be, there's actually a mandate to phase fossil fuels out of there in the next decade or so. So, and there's not really any other competition. So that's one thing I'm working on. Anyway, music side. So this is really timely because the album that this album is, or that the song that you're going to hear is being released in 11 days. And this, like, I grew up, like I was in, they say, you know, your favorite music is like when you were age 14, that's like the pinnacle of all the things you're going to love for the rest of your life. So I have this, what I call dream grunge band, which is essentially like my 14-year-old self fantasy band. It ticks all the boxes for me. And the song that you're going to hear is essentially like the way I write music is I create spaces that I want to feel things in, if that makes any sense. So this was like a really, this is coming from a perspective of how am I going to, what is my perspective going to be on my life after I die? So, I mean, it's not really like an uplifting song, but it is like a place I like to think in and feel in, just to kind of think about, you know, how am I living? What's happened? What am I happy with, not happy with? And I don't really like to like just grab random lines from songs. I think they all matter, but I think probably the most poignant line is like, we are never the person we are aching to be. There's a music video for it, which we had our little guys dress up in skeleton suits and chase our friend Tatter. So the song's called Glad, Sad, Mad, Rad, which has absolutely nothing to do with the actual song. and our friend's name is Tad, so we thought we have to get him in the video. And it's cute. Yeah, but it's about death.
That's okay. This is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. I'm going to get it going for us now.
Hey, I know Tad.
You know Tad?
Yeah, Tad's rad.
Tad is rad. He's got a rad band called Little Rad.
Yes.
Our guitarist,
it's funny because I'm trying to think contextually, but then when I think about the term of creating a playlist, I think of something that's I guess it harkens back to being of like grand importance in a weird way. The two musicians that probably had a greatest impact on me, aside from, you know, American ones, was Fela Kuti. When I was 18, discovering Fela Kuti was like groundbreaking. And, you know, of course, you know, you could go through his works and stuff, and there's just endless material, but No Agreement is probably like the masterclass of African funk. And I guess, you know, the reprisal against colonialism and the system suppression and the need for creativity and the self-empowerment and everything else that comes with that. I could put a link into Fela Kuti's No Agreement. That's where I would probably go.
Awesome. Thank you, KJ. Improvising. Yeah. Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm just going to offer the few other ones that we were given, just from folks that couldn't be here. So Jim Campbell offered James Taylor's You've Got a Friend in Me. So, of course, everyone knows the lyrics of that. You've got troubles, I've got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, we can see it through because you've got a friend in me. And then Dr. William Carroll from Victoria University shared a song that he wrote as well. And I'll share the lyrics with you, but I'll copy the link in for us as well. But it's called After the Storm. After the storm, there'll be peace and quiet. The skies will have calmed after years of riot. A breeze will bring an air that is fresh and clean, and we'll step lightly as we clear away from the fallen branches. After the storm, there will be time for healing and mending the tears in our walls and ceilings. We'll come together in community, repairing and restoring, each according to their needs. After the storm, we'll return to sharing the fruit of the earth, tilled with grace and caring. The rule of property will fall away. Our eyes will open to the dawning of a bright new day. After the storm, we'll break bread together. After the storm, we'll break bread. After the storm. Beautiful little song he wrote too. So thank you for that. One other thing. So Melanie Hoffman sent Come Together by the Beatles. That's a great song. I'm surprised it wasn't on there for me. And then Indiana Arney's I Am Light. And Lila June's All Nations Rise. So those are the ones I'll add in from her. Anything else from anyone before we wrap up? Thank you again so much for celebrating with us. We really appreciate it. Okay, thank you so much, everyone. Have a great night, and we'll be in touch soon. Lots of work to do still, but really appreciate the break and the celebration.
Thank you.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.